Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
One person has been killed and at least 16 others injured in a crash on the south coast. A car and a minibus taxi collided head-on a short while ago on Old Main Road in Esperanza near Umzinto. IPSS Medical Rescue's spokesperson Samantha Meyrick.
Injuries range from serious to minor. This is an active scene and we urge motorists to approach with caution.
Well, South Africa is in for a stormy weekend. A cut-off low-pressure system is expected to move across the central and eastern parts of the country. Weather warnings have been put in place in a number of provinces from tomorrow until Monday for severe thunderstorms that could be accompanied by heavy rain, excessive lightning, as well as hail and strong winds. Areas in central and western KZN are on a yellow level 4, while along the coast, it's a level 2. Elsewhere, parts of the Northwest Province, as well as the Northern Cape and the Free State, have been put on an orange level 5. The Weather Service's forecaster, Andre Faris, says the weather is expected to start improving on Tuesday.
It seems like Sunday, Monday, it's the bulk of the rain, and then it seems like on Tuesday that system is exiting, so then it seems like there will still be chances of rain, but it's not expecting those heavy rainfalls anymore from Tuesday onwards.
Meanwhile, municipal officials are warning that the Umlazi Canal, which flows into Cuttings Beach in Meerbank, poses a major risk if heavy rains like those in April 2022 strike again. The canal is one of the South Durban Basin's key flood management infrastructures. It was damaged during the floods over 3 years ago and is currently being upgraded. Transnet is securing funding for specialists to conduct environmental impact assessments, but it's believed the canal's current capacity is insufficient to handle extreme flood events. Bongimusa Zondo, a public sector strategist at Etegwini Municipality, says the Umlazi River originally joined the sea at Isipingo Beach and has been controlled by a canal system since the 1940s.
They decided that they wanted to use that place for the airport and also make a space for industrial development. And then they then decided that the best thing to do from R101, they must then canalize the river so they can control it. In other words, it's now not in on its original territory. It's now canalized to be and channeled to join the ocean here.
And he says the 2022 floods made the problem clear.
The biggest challenge is that when there was a huge volume of water coming down, and then on a fateful night, which is the 11th of April, there was also a high tide, which simply meant that the river could not discharge. And then there's a reverse flow, which we have done in geography. Reverse flow, a pushback, and then the river says, of course, I was never meant to flow here. My route is from there, Umlazi Mall, right by Teis or Tanspec Lodge. So I will go back to my original flow because Amanz, Barahamba, Konaza, Pitahamba.
And dozens of indigenous protesters have blocked the entrance to the UN climate summit in Brazil. They've demanded a meeting with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to discuss their plight in the Amazon. The human barrier of around 60 men and women was peaceful and lasted about 2 hours. It prompted the head of COP30 to come out and see them. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, a high of 26 tomorrow. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.